Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck because that's your birthday.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
All right, it's 2:56, Mino.
Thank you, Donovan. Tito's Handmade Vodka and A1 Locksmith and Security brings you Dan Sun.
And in studio, our heroes, the Hardline, Mike Reiner and Corby Davidson.
Mike? Corby.
Both Snake and Ryan.
Intense. It's Reiner and Corby.
So I need you to look into the Atlantic League, Mike.
I plan to.
Both.
Sounds like they got some ideas.
No one would like this more than you.
So, killer.
Whoa, hold wrong on. Mike. Wrong Mike.
He's the one that's red. The red rocket.
Killer.
What
did
I do
you
wrong?
Really, so. Honestly not think that these guys knew what the drop third strike rule was?
It's when there's a third strike and then the catcher drops it and then he picks it up.
So, here, then, fellas, if I may break in here with some news. This is occurs when the batter, he swings on a third strike.
I'll leave killer alone.
The catcher, he then drops the ball. And then
you're a big jerk, you know that?
Runs his fastest to the first base.
He runs his right, fastest killer?
Uh-huh.
That's all right,
and
killer.
And then he stand on the base and he...
Why is he morphing into Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite?
I'd rather be Pedro than TC.
Ooh. Why don't you it's take crazy. A shot at poor TC? He's just sitting around
doing nothing.
Usually
the fake killer digresses into the fake TC really fast.
He goes sprinting down the third baseline.
So... Well, yeah, I'm pretty familiar with all the current baseball rules.
Dan's like, yeah, I know that.
I'm not. I'm looking for a logical explanation as to why the drop third strike on all counts.
Yeah,
I don't
get that.
Ty was telling me during the break, then you can just run. If they drop the second strike, you can run the first.
Yeah, first pitch.
And
he
then
drops it. You can
any
take
pitch.
Out.
All right, then you're out if you don't make it to first?
Yes, if they beat you or they tag you.
Just think, so, if the catcher really wants to get on with this thing, he can drop every pitch.
Drop every pitch and just tag the batter.
But what if the batter doesn't run? Can he just stand there and take another pitch, or does he have to run to initiate that?
See, that's
run.
Where the drop third strike, the batter doesn't have to run. The catcher will just tag him, make sure, right away.
I'd like to break in.
Hey, killer.
Go ahead, killer.
Okay. So a third strike means it's a strikeout.
Oh. Yeah. No, I know that.
Yeah.
Three strikes
no, I was talking about the third strike being dropped.
Oh.
And
okay.
Then the rule. The
you're
rule
a big jerk.
Is,
what does ball four mean?
Oh, I'd like to talk.
Oh, okay, killer. Answer
Mino,
that. Go.
I'll tell Mino what that means. Can I talk now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. It's your forum.
There's a ball, and if you make four in a row or in any sequence, you go to first base.
Yeah, no, so, I know that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well?
I was talking about a different thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, what killer. Mike,
Mike's
control
right.
of this.
Mike's right. Leave killer alone.
So
he's a big jerk. I have to put up with this every single day from him.
Killer's been bawling out for the last 2 weeks. Destroying.
So,
you know, all he does is
producing the hell out of this thing.
Yank his pants down and poop all over those he thinks are underneath him around here.
That's the only way he can build himself. Oh, what's that, killer?
I learned how to make a vodka tonic.
Oh, okay. Very nice,
that's,
killer.
That's cool.
How do you make that?
Well, you put the vodka.
Okay, yeah.
And then the tonic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then a basketball?
See, this is wrong, and I do not support any of it. And
the greatest moment of my life.
That whole 2 hours sitting on that patio.
The greatest
really funny.
Moment of my life.
The fake me trying to figure out what goes in there every time.
But nope. The best scenario is him walking out with a lab coat on.
But then he brings in like some Swedish fish or something, and he has his eyes open and he's looking like, is this it? It's like,
no, this is
not in a vodka tonic. And he's disappointed and he walks off. And he's just trying everything.
Right.
Hey, Dan, the drop third strike is when the catcher drops that.
Already?
When the batter swings through and misses and he drops the ball and he tags the runner out instead of throwing it to first, where the hitter can still advance to first because the ball wasn't received by the catcher. That's called the drop third strike. The strikeout and then...
No, I know that, but it says it's expanding the drop third strike rule to all counts.
He doesn't get it.
We both just kind of looked up at him as he's explaining it.
Well, I thought he was explaining what I wanted to know. How would it be on a 1-1 count? That's still, to me, illogical. To me, baseball rules they're trying to implement are to make things better.
My favorite is the pause, and that's the drop third strike.
So
the
were we
hitter
sitting?
Can still advance to first because the ball wasn't received by the catcher. That's called the drop third strike. The strikeout and then...
No, I know that, but it says...
Never stops.
The reason we weren't talking is because we were thinking, like, does he have more? Is he going to answer the question we had?
That's so great.
I love you, Killer.
I love you, Corby.
So today is Thursday, July 11th, Mike, the 192nd day of the year. 173 days are left in 2019. Today being July 11th, July being the 7th month of the year, it's free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven.
Whoa.
7-Eleven.
Really?
7-Eleven.
I need
70
to tell my...
the back door little joke.
Me and my kids usually take advantage of all these... Like, one day IHOP had, like, free pancake night. Now, it took, like, an hour and a half to get our pancakes, but we went.
That's called the drop third strike.
Oh no. That's not called that at all. It's really, it was more about pancakes. But today is 7-Eleven Day. So happy 7-Eleven to you and yours.
Look, now you're laughing. Why are you laughing? You're being a jerk.
That's called the drop third strike.
This is the day in 1804 that Vice President...
I'm laughing because Donovan's laughing.
I just want you guys to think
about this. You guys think Trump and, you think now are divisive times, right?
Yeah.
Don't you think politically this is like, this is the worst it's ever been?
No.
Listen to this story. We're more together
than it's ever been.
Just follow me, Mike. Listen to this story. Okay? People commonly say now it's the worst politics has ever been.
Right? Ever.
Well, let me take you to this day in 1804 when Vice President Aaron Burr and Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton, they had a disagreement.
Yeah.
Much like you'll see Trump and Pelosi, perhaps, right? They'll be
throwing shade on each other.
Well, what these two did is... They decided to settle their disagreement with a pistol duel. They each had a gun. They each stood back to back. They took, 10 paces?
10 paces,
20?
Yep. I think it was 10.
Then turned around and shot.
Who won?
Aaron Burr hit Alexander Hamilton. Hamilton would die the next day. And that's why you've never seen... A musical called Burr. If Burr had been hit, you'd be watching Burr.
So was that at the end of the musical or the beginning? And then they
Why are you looking
on?
At me? I haven't seen it.
But back then, I don't know.
Is anybody?
They settled their dispute with a duel.
Yeah. We should do that.
And you're like, things have never been worse.
Yeah, we should have those at ticket stock
our
next year.
Our next bet payoff is duel.
Instead of fight night, is duel night.
Like the two losers, are you guys going to do football picks this year, Dan?
Yes.
With us again?
Yeah, sure.
I'm in. I'm really good at it.
Done.
But if Donovan and I finish last and second to last, we duel.
Okay.
I would blow your head off.
What about the gloves? The slapping in the face of the gloves.
Oh, yeah, that's before, right?
Is that it?
Aha.
I challenge you to a duel.
I accept, sir.
Now, this day in 1930, now this is according to this date in Buffalo sports history. I'm only bringing this up because I like the guy's nickname. A boxer beat Vic Barone in 3 rounds in Buffalo's Broadway auditorium.
Put him on.
Is the greatest of the modern boxers, this man in 1930. He was Cuban. His name was Kid Chocolate.
That's pretty badass.
All right.
Why hasn't that been replicated?
Isn't he a rapper?
They got a Kid Cutie.
I just like that.
Just kid, period.
I just want to hear Mike say that again.
Boy,
any rapper.
You will.
Yeah, kid chocolate.
And that's what we call the drop third strike.
Hey, Dan, the drop third strike is when the catcher drops that when the batter swings through and misses and he drops the ball and he tags the runner out instead of throwing it to first, where the hitter can still advance to first because the ball wasn't received by the catcher. And he tags the runner out instead of throwing it to first, where the hitter can still advance to first because the ball wasn't received by the catcher.
Oh, he's
he tags
added that.
The runner out instead of throwing it to first. Where the
all right.
Still advanced to first.
Let's just play it in its original. It's good enough. Did you really think I didn't know that? Am I being insulted?
No.
I think you are.
My baseball knowledge?
I think you
someone
are.
Sat around and said, well,
Dan's a solid baseball guy.
This guy doesn't understand the drop. Are you going to ask me what the infield fly rule is next?
Explain that, killer.
Tags the runner out instead of throwing it first. the hitter can still advance to first.
Like, how basic do you get in rules? That I
that's
you
called the drop
somehow looked at me and said
the
he doesn't understand
then,
the drop third strike rule.
Oh, this is great.
There's the guy on second.
Killer's a big jerk.
I got to go through P1 birthdays kind of quick because of our fun. Desiree wants to wish my husband Clayton Jones of Flower Mound happy 33rd birthday. Here's a picture.
Desiree,
although the dude's in it, too.
Desiree is a good name.
It is. It's a hot name. Ooh, there's a guy.
My hot like wife, blonde, hot blonde wife, Courtney, is it's her birthday. This
Courtney?
Is from Fawaz.
Courtney?
We met this guy.
Courtney?
We met these guys at training camp one year. Were you with us downtown when we were walking around and we saw them?
Probably.
No, Corby's never with us.
Donovan met them.
Never. I was there, yes.
And Sports Fury, yeah. This is from the tickets.
Oh, yeah, I remember this guy.
Official P1, official teenage P1, Noah. His dad, BK in Plano, is 56.
Well, hey, Desiree. Call
I know my mom will not write in and do this because she hates the ticket, especially after Line 4 guy called her a bitch a couple of years ago.
Whoa.
Jeez. Where is Line 4 guy? Who's line four guy?
He must have to work today. We wanted this info.
This is from P1 Noah, who signed off with, "Don't forget your free Slurpee today at 7-Eleven." That's what she said.
What?
I don't know. He sent a photo. I don't know who this photo is of. Maybe a cousin of his? Anyway.
You got to explain this stuff to us.
Let's see. Call me.
That's the official teenage P1 of the ticket, according
call
to himself.
Me, and then call me. Wait.
The strikeout.
Elsewhere.
The one on the left.
No, I know that. But in sports birthdays, we have Phil Costa, Dalton Schultz, and Dale Hellestray.
Oh,
that's a hardline zone.
A lot of cowboy birthdays.
Well, yeah,
in other
on
sports birthdays that aren't cowboys, we have Patrick Peterson.
How about that one in the middle, though.
Mm. We have Carolyn Wozniacki.
Wow,
well, you do have a type, Mike.
Australian Open champion.
Well, you think I
and
have a type?
And just got married.
There's no question you do.
Caroline Wozniacki just got married to a former Maverick.
Well, you know what?
Who?
My type.
Leon Smith
is your type.
No.
Okay.
David Lee, the great David Lee.
The former Golden State Warrior?
Didn't he have a cup of coffee here?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
What kind of coffee?
I don't remember that.
Coffee. It was like 3 years ago.
He
yeah.
Did. But what kind of coffee?
Anyway, I'm glad they're married. And they should have delightfully athletic children.
That's called the drop third strike.
Oh, okay.
The strikeout and then...
No, yeah, I know that, but it says...
How long do you think he would have gone?
Forever.
Sometimes, you know, you're holding gold and you just don't even know it.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, see what you're holding?
I thought you were laying out.
I was sitting here not understanding.
I thought you were laying out just to be like, dude, I know what that is.
Well, no, I was waiting for the
right. I thought it was another
the
explanation.
Extra. There was
right.
more.
Right.
Certainly you have more than Foot Lockers and letters to home or something. What did Jack Nicholson say?
We need him to host, like, Baseball 101 to girls and stuff.
Killer? That don't,
yeah. And this is the shift.
Killer, are you pretty familiar with the infield fly rule and why it is as it is? Because there is a logical reason for the infield fly rule. No, we don't have time.
Drop their
really, we'll do this tomorrow.
Drop set.
Bruce McGill is 69. These are non-sports birthdays now.
How do I know him? Is that Night of the Living Dead or something like that? Bruce McGill is some sort of...
I've heard of his name, and that's why I included him. I'm trying to think who he is myself.
Something zombie-related.
Lil' Kim is 44.
Mm, she was so hot back in the day.
She's fat. PH.
Oh, you know who it is?
She's had
you know
a lot
D-Day.
Of
D-Day. D-Day from Animal House.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going...
She whip those jugs out there, too.
What? I don't judge women like that. I just judge them and their character.
Who?
That album cover is iconic. Ty, look up the first Lil' Kim album cover.
Ty, don't let him yell at you like that.
Why are you yelling at me?
No,
weird.
Please. I'm
he
doing
didn't
you
even
a,
say please.
I'm doing you a favor.
You have not worked here in 5 years, and you're sitting there yelling at him.
I'm all right. Here today.
Name, okay. Name who's better, Lil' Kim
okay.
Or Lil Zane?
Ooh. Oh, not even close.
At 37.
Lil' Kim. Wipes the floor with Lil Zane. Take that, Lil Zane.
John Henson is 52, formerly of Talk Soup or The Soup or whatever they call it.
You guys have
a Hardline Zone.
Oh, really?
Didn't y'all have him on?
No. We've had Joel McHale.
That's a nice album cover.
Thank you, Ty. And you're welcome.
Bob.
You are welcome.
All right, Ty.
Where am I? Richie Sambora, 60.
Man. Ooh, wow.
Who was he dating?
Heather Locklear. Ruined her life.
You seen her lately?
Tommy Lee ruined her life. Yeah, Mike. Dude. She's in like super duper rehab.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about.
But is she hot?
Yeah. You're welcome.
That's all I'm worried about.
She's troubled. Troubled.
Suzanne Vega, 60.
I appreciate you looking out for me.
Lisa Rinna, 56. Now.
Lisa Rinna, she's got fake lips.
I have a birthday. Damn, if you wouldn't mind.
The ones in your mouth.
As opposed to...
What other lips are you referring to, sir?
That's called a drop third strike.
Thank you, killer.
You know. Now, here's Not Paola with Mike.
Not Plugola.
Happy birthday to Tammy Hatcher and to Ken Sins. Back to you, Dan.
Sins?
Yes.
The
like S-I-N?
Journalist?
Yes, the football, the longtime football writer.
Yeah.
The great Ken Sins.
What's he doing these days?
I hope he's alive and well.
Sounds like you're tight.
You never handed me anything.
Oh, do you want to do Spurs? Spares? Spurs are spares. Get it? I hate sand. Do you want to? You don't have to. Do whatever you want.
Sure, everybody knows I'm hanging around Denton a little bit.
Steve of Wizard.
Chris Cooley. Is 37, Mike.
Boy, we thought he was going to be great, didn't we?
Cooley never lost his cool.
Andre Johnson is 38. Wesley Johnson is 32.
That's weird. What are the odds?
Jacoby Jones is 35.
I used to play third base for the Indians. Was a hitting coach for the Rangers in the minor leagues for a while.
That's Brooke Jacoby.
Mm.
Oh. Oh, I saw her on a plane one time. Kalita Smith, the great Kalita Smith.
Was that the soul
the
plane?
Bernie Mac show. She turns 50 today, and I'm going to kick you in the forehead.
Fair question.
No, it's not.
I don't know how you
we
fly.
All were thinking it.
Well, you. What do you all have in common, you jackwagons?
Well, we're racist.
Leon Spinks is 66.
Oh, man.
And
he's
Leon's
still alive?
Getting larger.
And Rod Strickland, Mike, is 53.
Ah,
Rod Strickland. How about that? He was going to change the game, right?
Boy, he sure was.
Leon Spinks is one of the few people on the planet that I would rather hear explain the third strike call than killer.
Short list. Killer. Yeah, killer? Go ahead. Tell me.
Hey, Dan, the drop third strike is when the catcher drops that.
I like how he addresses you.
The batter swings through and misses, and he drops the ball, and he tags the runner out instead of throwing it to first, where the hitter can still advance to first because the ball wasn't received by the catcher. That's called the drop third strike. The strikeout, and then...
No, I know that. Oh, I'll give you one dead
killer.
Today. Dead on this day, still dead. I have Tom Waddle. He is the founder of the Gay Olympics. or as Mike calls them, the Olympics.
Ooh.
Mike.
4-3
Mike.
2
Why would you say that, Mike?
And you're done.
Because I can.
Oh! Shut it down. Oh, no! Let's go home.
Bye, Felicia. See you after vacation.